Right, I am about to start this podcast with Femi Max. Been a minute. We got together, not like in person, but like, you know, he hit me up a while ago and the energy was just right. So, you know, it's been a long time coming, I guess that's what I should have said. It's been a lot going on, but let's just get to his questions, innit? My heart's still a teaser, and you just a pleaser. Girl, you need to get up, and you need to get up.
My heart's in the freezer. Heart's in the... Oh my, this song is indeed a bad dude. This song is indeed lit. I'm telling you, from the production to the verses, you can see how much effort the artist put into this, you know, masterpiece. That's what it's called. This is a masterpiece. Rebel Wave is the name of the artist. That is R-E-B-E-L-W-A-V. So Cold is the title of the song, and it is out on all major listening platforms right now. So make sure you're streaming, make sure you're listening. You know how we do it now on each episode on the Artist Hangout podcast with Femi Max, bringing to you nothing but the best, you know, vibes, best music, and amazing artists. No dulling. We keep it 100. Yes, once again, my name is Israel Oluwafemi Makonjola. If you're just coming across this podcast for the first time, you are definitely in the right place for, you know, amazing content as it relates to music and artists. Make sure you click on the follow button. Make sure you turn on your notifications, so in case a new podcast session comes on, you will be the first to know. And on this note, I must say a very big thank you to every single person who had been listening to the podcast, who had been sharing, who had been commenting. You know, without you guys, I don't know where this podcast would have been. It's amazing to see how far we've grown over time, and it wouldn't have been possible without you guys. So from the depth of my heart, I really do appreciate every single person listening, every single person, you know, sharing this podcast, every single person commenting, you know, on each episode. You are my encouragement, you are my strength, and I really do appreciate every single one of you. Recently, the podcast just got to Comoros, I think. Comoros, yes, Comoros, that is the name of the country. From South Africa to Uganda, Cameroon, Ghana, UK, Nigeria, as in everywhere, in over like 50 countries, or probably 51. Yeah, the podcast is thriving, and it's amazing. It's amazing. From the depth of my heart, again, I say a very big thank you. On this episode today, I got this really amazing artist, Rebel Wave. As I told you earlier on, you just listened to her song, and she's an amazing artist. She's amazing. I came across her song, you know, and instantly messaged her up, because her story is one that everybody should listen to, especially at this point in time where the feminine gender are, you know, breaching the gap in an industry that was formerly highly dominated by the male figure. It is amazing to see artists, female artists, you know, doing the most. Look at Thames now. Look at Thames. Look at Ira Starr, Teniola, Tiwa, you know, making a name, paving the way for themselves and other, you know, women coming up in the industry. And it's fascinating to see, you know, in a society where it looks like the women are underrated, you know, it is something, you know, of amazement. It's something of wonder to see these same women fight up to, you know, achieving things that people never even thought that they would. Rebel Wave is an artist who, in a highly competitive space, is striving on a daily to, you know, to make her mark, to leave her footprints in the sands of time. And she's undoubtedly a talented artist. Just take a moment, get yourself ready, you know, turn on the volumes of your stereo, turn on the volumes of your headphone, because you're about to listen to the story of an epic one.
My heart tender, part tender.
North Pole.
My heart's still a teaser, and you just a pleaser. Girl, you need to get up,
girl, you need to get up.
North Pole. Like I needed to show you that I ain't mute like that. You're my family, why else would I be mute like that? I need therapy, problems cannot be cute like that. We got differences, I hope we find the root right back to compromise. Back to occupy space in my heart for you. I modified, got you right inside. Turn the heater up, put you right beside things I won't give up, though my heart's in the freezer. My heart's in the heart's in the
North Pole.
My heart's still a teaser. So who is Rebel Wave? I mean, I'm a rapper. I think first off, I feel that's my first. I'm a human being. I'm a girl. You know, I'm a woman now. I used to be a girl. I really don't know how to answer that question without talking too much. There's so much about me. If I started to talk about it, it would take the whole of the podcast. Rebel Wave is a plethora of like everything. You know, I'm so many things, and I have believed this ever since I was 3 years old, when I just had this thing in my head where I wanted to be the owner of a school. And that sounds basic to some people, but you know, it goes from being the owner of a school to being the owner of the new school. You know what I'm saying? Like culture. So I've been running shit in my head since I was 3 years old. I don't know if I could cuss, but you know, edit that out, because I'm gonna cuss. So I've just always in my head been in control of so many aspects. Like, you know, when to run a school is not easy. So I don't know, I've had the idea of owning a school. Like, I remember making like scribbles of the uniforms and the rules and, you know, class times, and that's really crazy to think about it, because I was like in kindergarten just dreaming of being CEO, or you know, a leader. So I think from then on, you know, my ambitions just, you know, it's just naturally flew. I've been involved in a bunch of stuff. I can't even start to name all of these things now. When I was in school in Ghana, I tried to do this thing when my mom died, to start like a foundation to give out stuff. I've just been a CEO in a lot of rights, in music, in my life, in different ventures. I own a clothing brand, you know, so there's just a lot of things that I can't really, like, you know, when there's like so much smoke, I feel like I am smoke. Like, it's just everywhere, you know. I don't think there's anything that you can mention that I can't do with my mind. You know what I'm saying? There's no problem that I cannot fix. I'm not talking about like lifting some heavy weights or nah, I'm not athletic. I'm just incredibly brilliant, and I can basically take up any business venture that is within like the art periscope, because I'm not a science person either. But you know, I'm just incredibly brilliant. I would say Rebel Wave is brilliant, and you know, oh my god, I don't know. Rebel Wave is Mojo Jojo. Rebel Wave is just think of Elon Musk, think of, you know, all these really smart people who, you know, you just it's just slow, because being smart, being so intelligent, being so brilliant, and being born in a place where there's so much ignorance and, you know, setbacks art-wise, and like being born in a place where, you know, it's not cool to express yourself. You know, it's kind of stifling for a brilliant person, and it can make you seem dumb, you know, because you're too smart for your own good. So, yeah, it's just, I could tell you a bunch of stuff that I am, but it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter in like right now or in this. I've realized, like, for me to explain who Rebel Wave is, I need to just be, you know, be Rebel Wave, you know what I'm saying? Not really talk about who I am. I need to prove who I am, and, you know, daily. And that's my job. I don't ever frown on that, because that's how I've grown up. I've had to prove myself on a daily, and even in moments where I never thought I would be proving myself. So, you know, it's just crazy being Rebel Wave. And, you know, I'm just happy because at least I am brilliant, and no matter what is thrown at me, you know, I can solve it. Just with some patience, some breathing, you know, just calm down. What inspired the name Rebel Wave? Okay, I think that's an easy one. I was in school in Ghana, like most of my life, most of my music started in Ghana. Not really started like officially and seriously, or what's the word? Fiscally, like, yeah, that's when it really started to like happen, like physically for me. So that's where I got my stage name too, because I used to play around a couple of other names before Rebel Wave, but that was when, you know, it was for certain I have time and space to make music. So while I was in school, I had a couple of friends who would make music, and we linked, and we were just talking about, you know, They would tell him, there was one of these, my friend, who was like, how about you go with It's Her? And he spelled T-Z-H-E-R. So, you know, I could have easily had like the same name as her, like H-E-R. And I really love that artist. So, yeah, she a really good artist too. So, yeah. And after he said that, it didn't really sit with me. I tried it on for a few days, and like, what you mean It's Her? You know what I'm saying? So, just on my own, like, that's why I say, like, I'm really brilliant. And I give all of that back to God, my creator, because, you know, I wouldn't have all of this knowledge revealed to me on its own, you know, without this brain that this person, this my creator has given to me. So it's just amazing. I just sat in my room and I'm like, you know, what do I want people to call me? Like, what is my character? You know, I just started to think of like how I am as a person and evaluate myself in my mind. And that's the word I came up with. Like, I'm a rebel. And when it came to my head, I'm like, rebel. Okay. And then I went on Google. It's like, okay, a square peg in a round hole. Because I know I've had rebels before and it's always sounded negative. But, you know, I wanted to see what English language said about it, like what it meant. And, you know, it really resonated with me. So I was just going as rebel, rebel, rebel. It was generic, I think. So while I was in school there, I wanted something extra to rebel, because it felt like, okay, I don't know. I don't even know how I added Rebel Queen Thug, because it was Rebel Queen Thug while I was in Ghana. It was Rebel Queen Thug. So if you go and listen to like my first ever mixtape, that's the name I released it under. I don't remember how I came out with the Queen Thug. I was probably so fucking lifted and something happened, and, you know, I don't remember, but like Rebel, yeah, I came up with that myself. I don't know how we added the other end. So, but yeah, the Queen Thug thing became really aggressive, and I wasn't really like thuggish. It's just the kind of music I listened to was a thug thing. So I think that's how, like, you know, yeah. So, and the kind of music I recreated, the way I expressed myself, was like, you know, violent and everything. But I wasn't, bruh, I was a white picket, you know, child growing up and everything. So yeah, it's crazy. So that's what inspired the name, you know, just thinking about what I embody, what I am. I'm really stubborn. I love to quarrel. I love to like argue about stuff, you know, because I have really strong opinions, and it's not just opinions, you know, it's researched opinions, and you know, like I said, I'm really brilliant. I just have like an incredible IQ, and it keeps fighting. I don't know, man. Like, it's just how I am. So yeah, it's just how I am. I am a rebel. You know what I'm saying? I am different, and I don't like to hear no. When I hear no, it's like, what, bro? That's like the fire in my belly. I get motivated from people telling me, you know, you can't do this and all of that, and you know, that's just been my fire. I've always turned my back when, you know, things were unfair, or, you know, it's just my character, man. I don't really know how to explain it. People say rebel is a bad word, but I've never ever seen rebel as a bad word. It's always been that word that explained who I was as a person. So, okay. When did you realize music was your gift? Oh, yeah. Like I said, pretty early on. I started to sing Alicia Keys, like 3 years old. I keep on falling in, you know, and I always bothered my mom about making cornrows for me. So I was pretty much a cornrows kid from like when I was like little, and like I didn't even know that was hip hop. I didn't even know it was like hip hop to have your hair like, you know. It was just like I liked Alicia Keys. A lot of people told me I look like her. A lot of people told me I look like a couple of artists. And it just made me feel like, okay, you know, I want to be an artist. Any setbacks chasing music? What? That's like an understatement, bro. That's like the biggest. I had to switch back to my Nigerian accent for that one. Like, what? That's a nah, bro. Setback. I wish there was a bigger word for it right now, but I can't even think about. Just setback times 1,000, man. Like, breathing is a setback. Like, everything has fought against me. Everything, but you know, that's how you know you're meant to do it. You know, cause it wouldn't be this hard. There's people who their lives are not even that hard. I know for a fact. We all see it. And the funny thing is, those people, it looks like they don't deserve, you know, like not having any setbacks, but everybody got their own thing going. It's just you probably just have more what would I say, friction. Yeah, that's a word that like I would use to explain my journey. It's been a lot of friction. You know, I definitely have had some good times. There's a lot of people that helped me coming up, and I'm never gonna take that for granted or say like, oh, nobody helped me. But like, you know, it's just the amount of help. If I was to weigh it out, it would be 12% to the remaining 88. Like, it's that huge, like 10 to 90. I'm serious. Like, 12% is just because like, I always like to like just top it off a bit. But it's been 10%, and I could count the number of people that really loved me, that didn't do stuff for me because they wanted something back. So, you know, that's a huge tell for me. Like, but yeah, I'm grateful regardless of my setbacks, because they taught me lessons that I would have had to pay money to learn, but all I had to pay was, you know, just sitting back while my peers move forward. You know what I'm saying? So it was just the price I had to pay was wait. Just keep waiting. Just wait. Be patient, Rebel. Wait. So, you know, it's not so bad because if I think about what hurts me the most, it's the fact that I thought I was going to be a Justin Bieber and I am turning 27 soon. And I used to feel like that was me getting old, but now I understand it's not. And I'm just at a better place, you know. It's just the expectations I had of myself because of how good I was made me really break down when I had all of these setbacks. You know, you just feel like you got it. And when anybody at all tells you that you don't got it, it's like, oh shit, you crumble. It's like, ugh. So I just had to learn to take criticism and, you know, just go with the flow. Because if you know you got it, then, you know, you just got to work on yourself, you know, regardless of any setback. What genre of music and why you chose the genre? Why did I choose the genre? I didn't choose the genre. I think the genre chose me. I was just in class, bro. I didn't even know there was genres of music. I was just in class. And there's this girl, I never forget her name because she has the same name as Nikki. And her name is Adenike. And she just pulled up with her phone and she was showing me a Nicki Minaj. I don't know if it was on her phone, but I know I saw a visual of the Nicki Minaj video that day. I don't know how or where because I don't think we were allowed phones. But she was a day student, so she probably had a phone. But the point is, she showed me Bedrock. And like after that, I'm like, damn. But prior to that, I was writing poems. I was already expressing myself in like notebooks and at the back of my class notebooks. And, you know, I had a special book for also like songs of people. And like I was also writing my own poems. And, you know, and there was also a girl in school who started to write music. And I'm like, damn, I gotta get on this. Like I said, I'm really competitive. I'm a rebel. So I just like when there's fire in my stomach, I work hard. And like when the odds are against me, I pick it up. And it wasn't like the odds were against me seeing Nikki. I just felt like, oh my God, if she can do that, then what? I can do that. And today I'm proud to like self-acclaim myself as better than Nicki Minaj. Like, I know she's going to hear this one day and be like, bitch, but like, it's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my truth. I am better than the person who inspired me, gave birth to me, and made me feel like, oh, you could do this, because I spent all of that time being set back, making myself better. Like, all of the setbacks just made me better. Although, like, I was set back a couple of years, I'm better than my predecessors now. I'm not even thinking about my peers. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy, the ride. But I'm just grateful because I wouldn't change anything. You know what I'm saying? Because it was everything came to me. Everything was me. There was nothing that someone told me like, hey, you should make this kind of music. Nah, I was just expressing myself. And if R&B seemed like, okay, I had something to say on R&B, I would say it. If I had something to say on I'm a Piano, like my next single, so-called A, you know, if I had something to say there, I would say it. So it didn't matter what genre of music. It doesn't matter what genre. I don't think I'm making genre kind of music. But, you know, upload your music to the right genre, you know, when you make it. Next question. When did you realize, nah, I done that. What inspires your sound? Well, like I said, my life. I mean, every artist says that, right? But, like, I feel like that's our jobs as artists to paint a picture of the world, because we are a part of the world. Even if we're talking about our lives, it's everybody's lives. It's what everybody's living. Like right now, there's no cash and everybody's talking about it. So if I write about it, it's about my life. But you could relate, you could relate, you could relate. So it's just, you know, we're just writing about the world. We're writing about what we're going through and expressing ourselves and trying to convey some kind of brilliance, because I make rap music, so that is the point. Just trying to convey brilliance, you know, inspire the kids, you know, to talk about the things that niggas don't want you to talk about and all that shit. So it's that's what hip-hop is. That's why I like rap. I feel like that's why I stuck with the genre, if anything, because no other genre, you know, lets you express yourself as much as rap does. You know, there's so much borders around other kind of music. Like, here you gotta let the beat breathe. No, the fuck I don't. I'm a rap there because I feel like it. Even if, you know, there's really no rules to rap music. And that's why, like, poetic license comes into it. If you're a poet before you're a writer, you understand, like, you create the room. You create the force, the effect that these words hold by the way that you paint them. It's so beautiful to be a writer, because if you're a writer, you understand the power you have, like, in a pen. You know what I'm saying? You could really move mountains with a pen. And we've seen so many great artists before us move, you know, mountains. Like, it's crazy that just words. So, yeah, what inspires my sound is the ability for me to express myself. If I'm an R&B or rock or any sound you hear me on, just know, you know, she found room to create on this. And, you know, I don't like to pick sounds. I love every kind of music. I love all art. I'm an epitome of art. So, yeah, I'm a jump on anything, man. I don't even... You know, it's not sellout. It's not, as long as you know, like, if you jump on this sound, you sound amazing. You jump on this, you sound amazing. Go for it. You know what I'm saying? lessons learned so far. I'm just going to go with one. You know, don't trust nobody. You know, I need a general lesson for everybody to learn from, because I believe not just musicians are going to be listening. And I feel like that's really general, but, like, it's real. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just about trust. It's just, like, don't trust nobody but yourself. You know what I'm saying? So that's like, the full quote. don't trust nobody but yourself. 'Cause, you know, that makes you understand that only you have you. And once you understand that, there's a lot of inner growth that goes on. You're not hating on anybody unless they, you know, fucked up. But, you know, apart from that, just don't trust nobody. And it's not their fault that you don't trust them. It's just, I mean, you could trust some niggas. I mean, your wife, your husband, you could trust at least them. But apart from your partners, you know what I'm saying, that you're gonna build, like, a new life with, don't trust nobody, man. Like, that's the way to inner growth. Just believe in yourself more than anything in the world. Advice to emerging artists. Yes, okay. This is good, because, like, that one was general, but this one is just it's for us now. You guys come close. Just us. Is everyone else gone now? Okay, so I would say invest in yourself. That's something I didn't know at, like, an early stage. And when I started, when I was really young, because I've been making music, like I said, for the better part of my life. It's been a part of my life. So I've tried to go for, like, American Idol, and it's American Idol. I'm trying to go for Nigerian Idol, and, you know, Ninja Sings. They used to do a couple of all these shows back then. I don't really know. I don't watch them, but I just knew they were there and I wanted to compete. But my people wouldn't let me leave school. So I've been there for a while. And the one thing I didn't know is these things cost money. I mean, that's probably why they were like, nah, just go to school. We're already paying for school. Just go to school. Yeah, everything costs money. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I don't think it would have cost money for me to audition, but it would definitely wouldn't have, you know, gotten far. And now that I have auditioned for something, I realize that everything costs money. Like, you know, you don't really get to understand that as a child, but like your parents do, and they're like, nah, just save her that, like, because we're not going to be able to keep up with it. You know what I'm saying? She's got school now, we have to, you know. But yeah, I just feel like investing in your music, buy a microphone, my G. It's not even expensive. Buy a cheap microphone, start to record today. You know, if you got money, do it, because there was times too where I had 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. I never set up my studio. I was still youngin', you know. I was still doing my young nigga shit. Just, yay, let's buy drugs. Let's chill. Hey, so that really isn't the life you should be on. And especially with like having a partner, like, leave all that, like, just forget about all that. You don't need any of that. What you need is to invest in yourself. All your money, all your attention needs to go into you as an artist. Everything. That is how to grow quickly. It took me 10 years to learn this thing. So you need to learn it now, today, as you hear my voice. You know, drop all these material things and just focus on you. Focus on your, buy all these things for yourself, for your, you know, for your music. And, you know, pay for your music, my G. Like, it's important to you if you want to be an artist. So, you know, invest in yourself. That is it. Artists you look forward to working with, man. I don't really have anyone. People ask me all the time, but it really depends on the person that's speaking to me. Like, if I'm talking to someone that could get me Kanye West, I'd definitely say, like, yo, I'm trying to work with Kanye West. But, you know, I don't know if I got in the studio with Kanye West, if we would make good music. You know, that's still a thing, you know. And I know that for a fact because I've worked with people that I was excited to work with, but they weren't on my level. So it was just like, oh, nah, I don't want your verse. Like, I'm not going to put that out. I didn't say that to them. I don't think they think that's what I think, but that's what I think, you know. So, and I don't want to ever disrespect anybody and their art, even if it's not good. You're not going to hear it from me unless, you know, you're my artist and I have to tell you these things. But nah, it's just whoever makes my song better, that's who I want to work with. Like, I make my song good, great, amazing. And if you look at my catalog, there's not a lot of features because I do not think anybody could go bar for bar with me just yet. I still have to coach some of these niggas that I've rapped with in a kind of way, just to make sure the song comes out nice, because some of them have the potential but don't know really what to do with it, or, you know, nobody taught them. And that's where my brilliance comes in again, because nobody taught me either, but I learned, like, by listening, you know. But I don't know. And then now I know how to teach, and that's another crazy thing, because I've always been a teacher in my head. So yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to work with anyone that's wow without, you know, getting the right sound. So whoever makes my song better. If you could change anything, if you could change anything now, what would that be? I like this question. I think it's my favorite question. It really puts no pressure on me because I know the answer. I feel like it's not a pressure question, because I already know, like, if I could change anything now, I would probably just change, you know, the time it took me to learn the things I learned. Because it wasn't energy that wasn't, it wasn't information that wasn't, you know, open to me. Like, we've been pressing phones for like 10 years now, you understand? Like, we've had phones for the longest, us millennials and Gen Zs and whatever. But a lot of people are still so dumb. So I feel bad about, you know, learning stuff late, and because I was so closed off and, you know, doing something else with my life entirely, that I just wish I grew up. I grew up fast, but I wish I grew up faster and in a different way, you know, mentally. I wish I knew more, not about school, but about life. I learned about life late. But, you know, it's never too late. Like I said, we move. Where you see your music in the near future? My music is... I'm a Nigerian, first of all, so... but I haven't always felt, you know, like I make music for Nigerians. I can. I mean, I have learned to make Afrofusion sounds, and it's just my music isn't like theirs still. It has a lot more content and dynamics, I would say. But yeah, I'm not making music to be, you know, a Nigerian star or a national star. I'm making music, let me put it like this. I'm making music for Eminem. I feel like if I said that, that would like just encapsulate what I'm trying to say. But yeah, it's just, I'm making music for Eminem, bro. Like, ever since I heard Eminem rap, he gave me this fire in my belly that's just like, yo, I need to rap as hard and harder than him. You know, I've surpassed, you know, Nicki in my head, but Eminem to me is still a little, just a little. I mean, I'm as fast as him, but I just feel like brilliance is still like, you know, there's still room to be a little bit more brilliant than him. He's oh my God, man. He has amazing technique, and I'm not trying to use his technique. I'm trying to better mine with the use of his. So, you know, that takes a long time. You can imagine how long it took him. And that nigga was born with that style too. You know, so it's just, that's who I'm making music for. I'm making music for the Eminems, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the bar I'm trying to break, not reach. So, you know, that's where I see my music. Projects to anticipate. Oh, my days. You know what I'm saying? For real, it's crazy because I have almost 7 projects, but I don't want to put them out. And I'm saying 7 projects, like, they have at least 10 songs, at least 10 songs in each of them. So that's 70 songs on average. But I have over 300 songs in real life. So think about that, you know. I can't really even start to talk about projects right now. I don't like to put out my vision while it's incomplete. So I need funds to do that. You know what I'm saying? And if I knew what I knew when I had money, you know, I would be in a different position today to put my vision together completely in my head. It was just release music, release music, release music. Okay, what next? You know? And then I started to think about, oh, I need to make videos, but I want to do this in the video, but I can't do this in the video because it costs too much, or I need some, you know, they just make things extra. They don't make things extra hard. It's just hard to create art, you know, and it should be because that's how you respect it. So I just never understood the weight I was carrying. So I just spent all of that time writing music thinking it was going to be so easy to let out my vision, not understanding like the full weight the full weight of my vision, and, you know, but yeah, it's a bunch of projects, my G. It's a bunch of it's a bunch of projects, but let's just see. I would say the name of one, because I'm trying to put it out. That's like a couple of my songs that I'm just trying to wash away. Yeah, they should have been out already, but they're not. So it's a project called Rage About Real Life. So it's called RARL. Those are the initials, Rage About Real Life. And there are two projects, actually. One of them is called Rage. Those ones, that project has like the rap songs, trap, hard drill, all that shit. And About Real Life has the R&B song Soul Karma Records, you know. So that's what I'm working on next. But I'm trying to take a break from rapping because, you know, when you're trying to be the best, you kind of need to breathe, you know, like you can't wake up every day and go fight. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to sing right now because... just go back to my roots. I started to sing first, you know, even though it was just singing other people's songs, learning how to sing. It was just, it's just something that made me calm and makes me remember who I once was. And, you know, not this rebel wave of the rap game. And, you know, that's kind of like what I'm doing with this new Amapiano record, trying to just, you know, show people a calmer side. And, you know, I've rapped everybody off like my mind, you know what I'm saying? There's nobody that I could think of that bar for bar could go with me nationally. So I'm trying to go to the niggas that could go bar for bar with me, like Eminem. And it's not about freestyles. I'm not a freestyle artist. My niggas hate when I say that, but like, it's a fact. If you put me on the spot, which nobody's gonna put me on the spot, because I'm just gonna tell you I'm not gonna rap, but I just like to be honest and let niggas know, like, I'm not a freestyle artist. I'm a writer. I love to write music, like, not just music. I started a book. I like to write scripts. Like, it's just the whole writing process for me of creating a room, a world, is just, you know, it's powerful, and that's just what I'm about. So, Projects Chook. Socials and shout out. You know, it's Wavy Baby, 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 Baby. At Rebel Wave everywhere, you know. YouTube, you could just search. I don't have my official at Rebel Wave on YouTube yet because I think you need like 1,000 subscribers or some shit. I don't know, man. But like, just Rebel Wave, RebelWav. And, you know, shout out my team. Shout out everybody, man. Shout out Lily Bacco, it's my girl. Shout out OTS, that's my dude, that's my nigga. He a good ass rapper too. And an exec in the game. Shout out Ziggy Mula, he engineered my next project. Next single. Shout out Kabizi, he produced the next single. Shout out Exco the Monster, that's my in. That's my in-house man. Like, that's my husband. I'm joking. But, like, yeah, he produced, like, half of my music. So that's my main producer. I love him to death. Who else is out there? Shout out my dog who has been interrupting this podcast. His name is Loki. Like, the brother of Thor. Loki, yeah, shout out Loki. You know, shout out the game, man. Shout out my fans. If you fuck with Rebel Wave, shout out you. Big up yourself, you know. A nigga talk too much, but, you know, that's because, you know, she got a lot to say. I'm happy to be on the podcast with Femi. So shout out Femi for looking me out, getting me on this podcast. I hope y'all enjoyed this. Just hit me up. I mean, I'm down for features and everything. Always trying to work, always trying to create art. Blah, blah, blah. Ciao.
Yes, indeed. This had been a really intriguing and interesting session with the amazing and talented artist, Rebel Wave. Yes, from whichever platform you're listening to this podcast on, do well to know that we are also on all major listening platforms, actually, from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Audio Mac, Jollof Radio, Fluke, Fontaine FM, and so many other major listening platforms. Make sure you share this podcast. Make sure you comment. Make sure you rate the podcast, because I know for sure you definitely picked out something from, you know, this podcast session today. No story is too little or too irrelevant for you not to pick something from. There's always a lesson to be learned from with whatever story you hear or you're able to listen to. There's no story that you cannot pick something from. Yes, indeed, I really appreciate every single one who had listened to the podcast up till this moment. I really do appreciate you. Until I come your way again, it's been a privilege being your host on the Artist Anger podcast with Femi Max. Peace.